Hi there, it's Vicky here from Online Marketing Basics for Busy Website Owners. Well, I'm going to give you some tips for how to make your website awesome this year for 2021. The start of a new year is always a good time to take a long, hard look at your website. I've just been doing that this past week with over 600 small business owners in the Supercharge Your Website Challenge. And now I want to impart to you listening some really useful things that you could be doing to your website to make it be able to be seen by more of your ideal customers, to make you happy with using it, and also just to get in line with some updates that are coming. So grab a pen and some paper if that's your jam, or be ready to take notes on your phone. Whatever it is, just be ready to take down some pretty useful information coming up in just a sec. I'm Vicky Jakes, and in this podcast, I'm aiming to bring you no-nonsense advice on how to drive more traffic to your small business website so that you can start making more money. It will be packed full of hints and tips, jargon-free, and a chance for us to geek out together on a weekly basis. So let's crack on with this week's episode. So have you set any New Year's resolutions for your website in 2021? You might have got to the end of last year and thought, I want to make more money for my website. I want to drive more traffic to it. I want a brand new website. I want to swap the platform. And this is all great, really good, because the start of a new year is a great time to stop and reflect and think about your website. So think about, you know, how it can help you boost sales this year and find you more of your ideal customers. But I do tend to find that the lists get quite big with people I talk to in my membership, people I talk to in the Supercharger Website Challenge. And actually, we hit the start of a new year with probably too many things that we want to do to our websites to kind of get them to drive more sales, convert more traffic in 2021. So what I'm aiming to do in this episode is to actually just break down three key areas that I think you could spend a little bit of time focusing on in January before the month is out that will really help your website in 2021. So it means you can cut that list from 20, 50, 100 things, just down to three. Well, actually, I fib. It's technically 3.5, and I'll explain why in a bit. Because there's infinite amount of things that you could be doing to your websites, and you might go down a rabbit hole and spend way too much time tinkering around on one thing, when actually, if you're to do the thing that's actually going to make you money, then you're going to hit what your true New Year's resolution probably is. I'm going to cover, like I said, these kind of three key areas, and they've got lots of points within. And feel free to grab a pen, piece of paper, make notes as you listen, or you know, listen back to this. And I'll also try and put as much info in the show notes for you as well. First up on the list is the beginning of the year is a great time to stop and do a little refresh of who your ideal customer is, right? So ideally, your ideal customer should have a name, and you should know how old they are and where they live and what motivates them to buy from you. And you should know what the problem is that you're solving with your product or service. If you haven't revisited your ideal customer in a long time, then now is probably the time to do that, because people change, their desires change, their behaviors change. I would say that online behavior in particular has changed so much in the past year. So if you felt you couldn't target your ideal customer online before because they didn't live online, well, chances are they're pretty much living online after, you know, a year in lockdown, or, you know, we've kind of restricted access to the rest of the world. It's certainly worth taking some time and doing some research on how they're doing. Right. So if you have existing customers, it's definitely worth sending out a survey to your list and asking them, you know, if they still, you know, prefer Facebook to LinkedIn, for example, or what search terms they use to find you, or what products of yours that they would recommend to their friends. Just check in and get that info if you haven't for a while. What's real gold, right, is if you can get on like a Zoom call or a Skype or whatever, right, with, or even the phone, with your ideal customer, and actually just ask them two key questions and, you know, gauge what they say and make a recording of what they say, get it transcribed so you can look at the words, and simply just ask them, what problem have you got going on in your business right now? Like, what's the number one problem you've got? And the second question you could ask them is, if I waved a magic wand, what would perfect look like in your business right now? And these are two really open questions. And if you were in a conversation with your ideal customer and letting them just noodle and give you a response like I'm talking right now, you can start to get the layers of what they really mean and how they're saying it, and dig around a little bit to kind of get a sense of what they're truly conveying. Right. So, you know, if they say to you, oh, I haven't got time to buy this product at the moment, what does I haven't got time mean? A conversation can just do so much more than just a couple of lines of a survey. So if you could do that, that would be absolute gold for you. And while you're there, at the same time, you can ask your customer, if they're existing customers, for a testimonial. Doing this, right, the interviews, surveys, even just asking on your Facebook page, your LinkedIn page, whatever, right, and just getting responses back means that you can start to look at the common words, right, that your ideal customer is using in their language, and knowing whether you're reflecting those common words and phrases back to them in your own content. I was having a conversation with someone recently about whether a parent would say, my child has constipation problems, or whether they've got a funny tummy, right? When you're doing searches online, you're talking to the pharmacist, you're talking even to the doctor, you're probably going to use the relaxed language, right? Not the formal language. And, you know, that can apply to so many things. So many things. You might be selling one particular product or service, but your ideal customer is talking about you in a much more relaxed way. So it's well worth checking in and seeing if that language is the same, because then that's the language they're searching for online, right? So you can make sure that you're reflecting that back to them in the content that you write, in the way that you put your product descriptions together in your services. So talking about search, right, because that's the way your ideal customer is going to search for you, is go and do a search for your business if you haven't done for a while. Go and act like your ideal customer would act to find you. Make sure you're showing up on search results. And then go and search for the keywords or the key phrases that you've uncovered in the surveys and the interviews that you've been doing, and see if you're coming anywhere near, you know, the top 3, 4, 5 search page results for them. If you're not, who is? And make a note of them and go into their websites and stalk them. Make a note of the content that they've got, because these are the people that your ideal customer is going to when they're searching for a business like yours online. And that changes all the time. Businesses go out of business. Popularity changes, brands come and go. You know, you want to see what the landscape looks like, right? And the landscape can change very quickly. You know, if we've been talking a couple of years ago about where to find, you know, the 18 to 25 demographic online, I'd be saying, well, you know, you need to be on Snapchat. You need to be putting out a snap every day. You need to, you know, be on Instagram that's where the, you know, your younger ideal customer is. They're not there anymore. Not really, not as much. They're all on TikTok. And it really took off in 2020 because of lockdown and the nature of the platform. You know, you make little videos and play around and mime to songs and do makeup tutorials and silly dances. Perfect for people who are bored at home. It wasn't just kids doing that. Oh, their parents were doing that as well. Gordon Ramsay does it on TikTok with his daughter. Probably because his daughter makes him look cool being on the platform. But is your ideal customer changed where their attention is online? You need to know that. You need to check in with them and ask them and find that out. And then, like I said before, going to do searches and going to stalk your competition, super important. And you need to be not just looking at where your what the competition is with search, but looking at what the competition is on social platforms, who's got great email lists, who's running ads to your ideal customer, what do they look like, which seem to be popular. Because trends change in advertising, trends change in direct marketing as well, and social marketing. You need to follow your competition, sign up to their email lists, make note of what they're doing, so that you know to either do it better or what to avoid that you think doesn't work. So there's never as good a time to do that reset in terms of where your ideal customer, you know, lives online, how they're finding you, the influencers they're following, the competition to you that they're following and engaging with, than now at the start of the year. I think if you can, is to check back in on that that data at least once a quarter. But for sure, like doing it as a project, spending a good half day to a day doing that in January will only serve you well. I personally use tools like ahref.com, which is a search tool. So I go and do competitor research and looking at the keywords that are driving traffic to certain sites, and my own site as well, and then doing comparisons side by side. And you can actually see what keywords those sites are ranking for. So you think, well, okay, if they've got the keyword Google Analytics, I want to go after it as well. How are they doing it? And you can maybe do a bit of reverse engineering. And it's also a really good tool to help you do a bit of a site audit as well, but we'll talk about that in a sec. I also love, and I keep coming back to it, I love it, is BuzzSumo. It's quite hefty price-wise. Just for small businesses, it'll cost you, I think, like $100 a month alone. But they do a 3-month trial now, which is pretty awesome. And you could get so much done in that 1 month. And then maybe, you know, continue paying whatever if you really enjoy it. But what you can use in BuzzSumo is their vast database that they've collected about how content is shared online. So you can see the most shared articles across Facebook, across Twitter, whatever. And knowing what is like shared the most means that you can understand if you're off the mark a little bit with the type of content that your ideal customer likes. So you can do some really good content and kind of ideal customer stalking using those two tools. The next area that I think is a really good time to focus on at the start of the year is your design. I do not advocate continually updating the design of your website just for like aesthetic reasons. If there is a benefit to updating the design of your site to improve conversions, improve sales, then do it. But if you're like, well, it was gold last year, I want to change fashion and do red, it's going to be a waste of time. There's lots of other things that you could be doing instead. So what I mean by design in relation to kind of conversions is looking at the layout and the structure, right? So is your site simple and easy to use? Have you done a purchase on your own site recently? Or have you booked a call with yourself? Don't do it. Go and do it in a private tab of your browser or the incognito mode or whatever, and just see and feel what the experience is like. If you can, link it back to what I was talking about in the kind of first area. Can you look over the shoulder of one of your ideal customers when they're buying from you? Can you get a Zoom call and do that with them? Really powerful stuff, because you might have been looking at your website for so long that you don't know if it's a good checkout experience or not. And also, I do find that throughout the year, you know, we tend to add new bits of functionality to our websites. There's a banner here, an extra pop-up here. And then you get to the end of the year and you've got a lot of furniture on the site. It's become a bit cluttered. And so now's the time to actually look through your apps or your list of plugins or the stuff that's on your homepage at the very least and think, do I need that there? Can I reset and start from the beginning? Simple navigation is highly, highly underrated. There is nothing wrong with removing steps between your ideal customer and the kind of the buying action, right? So if it just takes three clicks to buy one of your most popular products with you, brilliant. If you have to make them click 9-10 times and go to a checkout page and go to a cart page and go to this page and or whatever before they actually buy from you, you do run the risk of losing them along each of those steps. So thinking about how you can reduce the amount of steps it takes to become a lead or sign up with you or buy something from you, it's going to be perfect as a task to do at the start of 2021. I also think it's a great time to update your images as well. Not design or the entire theme or whatever, right? But just your images. I personally like to get a new set of images taken of me at least once a year. Inexpensively, I use like a really amazing local photographer. She also does like club photography, but she does loads of amazing business portrait photography really well. I just check in with her once a year and get new shots done, and it's fairly inexpensive. And then I can use those shots throughout the entire year across my socials and on my website. And it just stops my website and my look and feel from becoming stale. But, you know, if you don't have that type of budget, you can go out, just take new shots on your iPhone or your phone or whatever. It's also, if you're not a service person and a brand like me, it's also a good time to think, do you need new shots of your products? Have you been using old, outdated product images for a while? Do you need to take some new ones? Is this a good time to update the banner image on your homepage, right? That is the kind of main impact image when people land on your site. If you're going to do that, the start of the year is the time to do it, for sure. I'd also have a look at your images as well and ensure that they're not low quality, pixelated, and that they've been optimized as well. So they're as small in memory size as possible, so they're not adding to the load time of your website. Because that's going to be a really important thing to consider in 2021, load times. Related to that is a big update that's coming from Google this year. It's called the Google Page Experience Update, and it's going to measure the aspects of how users perceive the experience of interacting with a web page, right? And Google knows that if it can ensure that the experience of a web page is pleasant, delightful, fast for users, then it's more likely to rank that site higher than those that don't in search engine results. So what this means essentially is Google is going to be monitoring things like mobile friendliness, site speed more than ever before, especially when it comes to mobile site speed, and ensuring that there's no annoying features on your website that might confuse or make a user frustrated, like when you click on a button and a thing pops up but nothing happens, or you fill in a form and you click on it and it doesn't go anywhere. Like Google will be able to monitor that with its page experience signal and understand if a site isn't delivering what it says it will in the code. So that might feel like, oh my God, do I have to completely redesign and re-update my website? And the answer is no, you probably don't. But at the very least, if your site is not mobile friendly and it's not fast on mobile, start working on that now. Because by the time Page Experience gets released into the wild, which it's touted for May 2021, then you will be ready versus your competition, who might be only just finding out about this this update, despite the amount of notice that we've all had. So kind of related to reviewing your design is also ensuring that you check in at the start of 2021 and review your content as well, if you haven't done that in a while. Now, reviewing your content is going to benefit you 100% in relation to ensuring that you're ready for the page experience update. And it's definitely going to help you from a kind of loading speed point of view as well. And it's going to help you from a general search health kind of check-in point of view as well. And if you can ensure that you've got no broken links on your website, and you can use tools like Ahrefs to check on that. And there's plenty of broken link checker tools online as well. That's going to really benefit you. You shouldn't have to do that on an ongoing basis. At least checking in every quarter on broken links is a good idea. And also ensuring that you've got no outdated content on your site. So if you were talking about the latest Google update, like I was just then, but mentioning the Panda update, which was, you know, a couple of years ago, rather than the page experience one, I would consider that content out of date. So I would need to go in and rewrite that to reflect when the Penguin update actually went live. Now, for you, it might be something completely different. You might have talked about a news event in one of your blog posts. And so maybe you want to go in and slightly rewrite it to reflect the times. Or you've talked about a tool or a methodology that's maybe had more found out about it since you first wrote about it. So perhaps you want to go back in and just put a couple of lines in to reflect that. Updating your content will help you from an SEO point of view, but it also will mean while you're there, you can see if the content that you have is kind of, you know, in line with all of the other updates and things that you've been doing to ensure that you know, your experience is nice and simple for the user to use. It's not cluttered. You've got new images, etc. It's also a good time to update your plugins and your theme version and your WordPress version if you're on WordPress. I really recommend that you should be doing that monthly, though. And it's been less than a year since you've updated those. It's probably a good time as well just to check on your offer as well and make sure, you know, that's in line with what you want to achieve in 2021. Just check your call to action, make sure that goes to where it's meant to go, and just kind of ensure that that's not a broken process, and, you know, it reflects where you want, what you want to do to attract business directly from your website as soon as people land on it. So I did mention kind of three key areas, but there was a kind of another half area here that I think would be really useful to take on board for your 2021 planning, to drive more sales, drive more traffic to your website this year. And that's to check in on your analytics, right? If you don't have Google Analytics installed, now is the time. This year is the year to install that on your website and start tracking your website traffic, because you'll find out where your website traffic's coming from. You'll discover how they're behaving on your website as they're moving around. You'll be able to look at stuff like, you know, what product sells the most from search engine traffic. If you don't know that stuff yet, then you're going to have some really exciting times ahead, because you're going to get enough data to tell you what you need to do and what channels you need to work on. If you don't know exactly what you want to be doing in 2021 to drive more traffic to your website yet, don't get Google Analytics installed. If you've already got it installed and you haven't checked in on it in a while, then go and check in on it. Go and log in and have a look and see if there's errors. See if you're actually tracking data. See if there's been traffic to your website, if people have looked at your pages. And then go and have a look and see what pages have had the most traffic. You'll be able to find that under the behavior all pages report. And you might get some surprises. You might see a blog post that's done really well in the past year that you didn't know would do really well. Well, then go and check in on it, review its content. Go back to the last point. If you don't have the advanced e-commerce reporting enabled on Google Analytics and you're an e-commerce platform, then go and get that switched on. You just need to toggle something in the admin side of your Google Analytics setup. And then likewise, do that either on your Wix e-commerce, Shopify or Squarespace one. With WooCommerce, you'll need to add a plugin. You can actually start to track sales in your Google Analytics as well. And this is where it becomes, you know, game-changing, right? Because if you can see what products sell the most on your site, you can see what traffic brings people to your site that converts, you can start doing next level stuff, right? You can start doing something like called A-B testing, where you can test to see if one offer on your homepage is more likely to convert users to come to your shop than another one. And you can set up that A-B testing in Google Analytics. If you've got Divi for WordPress, you can actually do it within Divi. How amazing is that? If you want to understand about how your users move around your site, you could even think about installing like heat map tracking tools like Crazy Egg or Hotjar and actually see how users move around your site. But you've got to install these tools in order to get the data. And once you have the data, right, and if you've already got that data and you're like, well, I don't know what to do with it, is just starting simple. Is seeing, you know, what's your most viewed page? What's your most viewed blog post? What's your most viewed product? And try and make sense of where the traffic's come from, what has made that particular page, post, or product convert so well, and then go and emulate its success on one or two or three or four other pages on your site or products or blog posts that you want to do really well. So it's quite a lot to take in on this chat, but I will recap. Right, I will recap. So firstly, I think it's really a really good time for you to review your ideal customer. Right, so go and see if the keywords that you're using or key phrases to find your business or businesses like yours have changed. How are they searching? Has that changed? Where are they living online? What social platforms are they on? What newspapers are they reading? What influencers are they following? Right, and do some competitor research. Go and find out who you're up against. Go and see what ads they're running using the Facebook ads library. Go and see who's at the top of search results. And you'll also be able to see who's running search ads as well quite easily that way too. Go follow people on Instagram, Facebook. Go into social platforms you've never heard of before and get to know them if that's where your ideal customer is. TikTok, Clubhouse, they're going to be taking over the social media chat in 2021. And you want to make sure you're where your ideal customer is. And like I mentioned, there's tools like Ahref, Neil Patel's UberSuggest, BuzzSumo. These can all help you do competitor and ideal customer research really easily. The second area that we focused on was reviewing your design, right? So seeing if it's simple, decluttering it, getting all Marie Kondo on it. Only keeping it if it brings your ideal customer joy, to coin a phrase from her, right? If you have plugins installed that you don't need anymore, remove them. If you have sections on your site that people aren't looking at, and you know that because you can see that in your Google Analytics data or your tracking data, remove it. Go and update some images. Treat yourself to a little photo shoot. Or go and buy some new stock photography. Or just take some pictures on your phone. Whatever it takes. But just give your ideal customers something else to look at. Re-merchandise your store exactly in the same way you would as if you had a bricks and mortar store. And make sure it's mobile friendly. If you haven't opened up and done a purchase done a conversion to be a lead or book a call or whatever on your site on mobile in a while, do it right now. Do it right now and ask other people to do it as well. And remember, I mentioned that actually asking your ideal customer to tell you what they're up to, how they're feeling about the problem that they have that you can solve over a call would really help with that. And you can also ask them to actually use your site, maybe even record the call of them using your site. Especially if it's mobile, just to ensure that you're delivering the right experience to that person. Now, making sure your site is mobile friendly is not a simple undertaking, right? You might have to think about a new theme then, or getting extra help, or replatforming. But you really need to think very seriously about ensuring that your site is spot on for mobile because of the Google Page Experience update that's coming. And ensuring that your site loads quickly is a big part of that. Ensuring that the design is clean and clear, there's not lots of pop-ups, there's not functionality that's confusing or things that are on the page that are too close together. We also covered as well reviewing your content, right? So check you've got no broken links, that you've got pages that are still relevant. Rename those pages. Don't change the URLs, but rename the pages if you need to, or update the content to reflect 2021. I have to do it all the time, by the way, because all the tools I talk about in my blog posts go out of date, like in a heartbeat. And then I talked about updating your plugins and making sure your hosting's up to date and all the versions that your sites are on. If you're on like Wix or Squarespace or Shopify, they'll do that for you. But there's nothing wrong with going in and checking to see if anything is a bit superfluous in the back end of your site. And I also mentioned from a review your content point of view to just check on your offer. What have you got on your homepage right now that you're selling? Has it been there for a while? Could you update your CTA? Could you update the key image that's on your homepage? Just give your users something different to look at. Apple do it once a month. Why can't you? And then there was kind of like an extra bonus section, because I said at the beginning of this episode, you know, there's three key areas. It's actually three and a half, because one of the other things I think you should check in on, if you haven't done this in a long while, is setting up the analytics on your website, right? Make sure you've got Google Analytics installed. Check for errors, but make sure that you can see where your traffic's coming from and what content your users are looking at when they're on your site. And you might get some surprises, but go and see what the most viewed page, post, product is. And while you're there, start experimenting if you've got data already. like I mentioned, you can use tools like tracking tools like Crazy Egg to look and see how users actually click around your site. You can try things like A-B testing to see if renaming a button or renaming the headline in a banner has like a better conversion rate or not. But planning at least for one or two tests for the next quarter would be really exciting. That's what you need to focus on, at least for the next few months, right? If you don't like devote half a day to a day to doing, you know, ideal customer check-in, you know, another half day to a day to review the design of your website and the content, and then another half day to a day to just check in on your analytics and your data. That's 3 days out of the next 90. Right? Think of how much you could achieve in the next 90 days, knowing that you know how your ideal customer finds you online and where they are. It could change the trajectory of what you've been doing with your online marketing. You might even change the platform that you've been using to try and, you know, drive more traffic to your website. Like you might have been posting organically on Facebook, but your ideal customer really is on LinkedIn. Or you might be realizing that the best way to find your ideal customer is to invest in ads, but you can only do that by doing the research. With design, you're spending all this time and effort driving your ideal customer to your website, and they're not converting. And it could be that just removing a few things from your website might improve that conversion rate. Improving the loading speed, making sure it's spot on for mobile. These are all welcoming your ideal customer when they land on your site. And a side effect of that, of course, is that, you know, you're going to be ready for the page experience update from Google. And setting up some tests to run in analytics, just checking in on your analytics if you haven't done in a while, means that you know the tests that you'll want to be looking out for in 90 days, right? If you know, so like subconsciously, you've checked in on your data and you're like, right, well, I want to drive more traffic to this blog post because this one did really well. You're subconsciously, when you write new content, you're going to be thinking back to that great performing page, post or product, you know, or you'll be thinking back to the great test that you saw in, you know, Hotjar or Crazy Egg or whatever. It really does have an effect. So good luck with those. I'd love to hear how you're planning to drive more traffic to your websites in 2021. Come and find me over on Instagram, heyvickyjakes.com. Drop me a DM if you want to have a quick chat about your website and what you're up to. Hey, and I'm also a little bit addicted to Clubhouse at the moment. And I've been in Clubhouse, going to run a room next week to talk about websites as well. Feel free, if you are in Clubhouse, to come and connect with me. Again, I'm around. I'm Hey Vicky Jakes. It would be lovely to talk to you because that's what you do in Clubhouse, isn't it? It's an app where there's only talking. There's no typing, which is quite exciting. So you all have to wait your turn to talk in groups. And I've been in rooms with like Amy Porterfield and Gary Vaynerchuk in the last week. Talk about degrees of separation. And we've just finished the Supercharge Your Website Challenge for this round. But if you do want to spend time checking in on your website, it's a great way to do that. We're going to run the next one later on in the spring, but feel free to head to heyvickyjakes.com and sign up for the next one. Maybe we can look at how you've done this quarter in the next challenge. All right, until the next episode, take care and a happy start to your 2021.